The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello, BTN News listeners. It's Friday. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 28th of September, 2018. All the best technology news has happened over the past 24 hours. Coming at you in about 5 minutes. The new Apple Watch. So many features that so many people probably won't be able to use for quite some time. Particularly if you're in the United Kingdom. You know the ECG feature? Yeah, it might be a while. Yes, that ECG feature measures the electrical activity of your heartbeat. And then you can share that information with your doctor. Now, no, nobody's seen the feature yet. Actually, it'll be out in the United States sometime later this year. But as far as the UK goes, it may be years. According to what we've seen from the MHRA, there'll be 60 days to approve it, but that's only the start. Because regulators will want to get involved and have their inquiries to Apple as well. In fact, the whole statement read is, you may need to carry out a clinical investigation as part of the process to obtain a CE marketing for your medical device. This is what they're telling Apple about their watch. You have to inform the MHRA at least 60 days before starting your investigation, and of course some basic details about the investigational device. On top of that, the type of study and the estimated application date. That's the real one right there, the estimated application date, which could probably add years to the CE marketing process. Yeah, I'd say right now, if you're living in the UK, let's just not call this a feature. More leakage has come for the Pixel. The Pixel 3, that is. This is all due with a leaked promotional video. Apparently, it's showing the phone's ability to quickly scan, say, an email address from a business card. Categorizes it, puts in your contacts, voila, you didn't have to do anything but point, and of course, click a button. Yeah, I know, nothing new here. Business card scanning, yeah, we already seen that in Google Lens. But the difference we see here between that and the Pixel is able to scan details using the native camera app without needing to take a photo first and then open your email app directly. Haha. Of course, this goes all with the other stuff that's been leaking in Pixel land. We already know about the charging stand. That looks to be a thing already. So who knows if Google's got much else to leak out before October 9th. That's apparently when we're going to know everything there is to know about the Pixel 3 and the Pixel 3 XL. Staying with Android phones and headed over to the US of A, weren't happy with those Galaxy Note 9 colors that were there? Well, there's some new colors for you now. Yes, starting October 5th, you're now going to be able to pick up the Cloud Silver Note. Apparently, that's going to be exclusive at Best Buy from over here and right now. And then come October 12th, you're going to be able to get Midnight Black Note 9. However, though, if you're wanting the Mega Overload 512GB Note 9 in that Midnight Black, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Apparently, we're hearing a release date about that in the US around October 26, and that's only tentative. Samsung saying they're hoping with the new colors and options now, they're going to get a new Note 9 in almost every pocket and purse in the USA. Highly doubt that'll happen, but hey, as long as they're not exploding in those purses or pockets, I'm sure they'll be happy. And finally, talk about boldly going where no fans have gone before, and unfortunately, intellectual property rights completely blowing it down. Star Trek fans out there, have you heard of a project called Stage 9? I'm sure you probably have. It's actually a virtual recreation of the Enterprise ship from the Star Trek The Next Generation. And you can actually get it on Windows and Mac and even Linux. Now, Stage 9 was built by huge Star Trek fans over 2 years. And they wanted to get everything as precise as possible. I mean, super realistic here. And they did pretty well with it, too. So well that CBS Paramount kind of said, excuse me. Even though Stage 9, through the whole process, had made it completely clear, they are not an officially licensed project. They had no affiliation with CBS or Paramount, and the intellectual property they were trying their hardest to treat with respect was not their own. Mind you, by the way, they didn't charge anything for this either. Completely free. Nobody made any money whatsoever. Well, that didn't stop CBS or Paramount for issuing a letter to have the whole project shut down. Sometimes I just shake my head at this crap. Somebody really needs to tell CBS Paramount over there, hey, guess what? Somebody was doing free promotion for you. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Get yourself some fine web hosting today. As you can see, BTN uses it, and it works great. It's going to work great for you, too. Go to TSOHost.com, check out their web hosting packages, and when you're at the checkout, enter this promo code, BTN30. What are you going to get with that? 30% off your order. That's what you're going to get. Super deal for you. So don't forget to enter that code, TSOHost.com. Get yourself some fine web hosting right now. Check BTN also on those social media destinations. Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. But the one destination you cannot forget and you gotta come to, that's our BTN Slack room. Come join us, BritishTech.slack.com. We'd love for you to be part of the BTN community. The new show headed into the weekend. Have no fear, though, boys and girls. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, T-G-I-F indeed. Have a great weekend, have a great Friday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.